Big Red, White, and Blue Tour coming to the Mount Vernon Performing Arts Center, and we have a special guest with us here from the group Highway 101 back in the day, and now performing with Ronnie McDowell and Company with a concert coming to Tallahassee. It is Paulette Carlson. Good morning, Paulette. How are you?
We're fine. How about yourself this morning?
Oh, we're doing great. Appreciate you giving us some time. We're looking forward to you coming to Tallahassee this upcoming week.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I don't think I've ever been there before, so this will be a treat for me.
Well, we will let you know that we do have a connection to you and your music, because WTLS played a lot of Highway 101 songs back in the 1980s.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's thank you so much. Yeah, we had a great time, as I tell you what, the guys and myself. It seems we kept pretty busy, and radio was so good to us, and thank you so much.
You know, I just want to go back to some of that time when you were performing with the group. Talk about, how you just sprung on the scene. And, I went back and looked at your history. You worked some with Gail Davies singing backing vocals for her, and you had your own solo work, but it really took off in the late 80s with Highway 101.
Well, it did. You know, I had come from working, of all places, Fargo, North Dakota, night after night, year after year, except for Sundays. And people, they just all went out, and they were dancing fools. You'd think they were from Texas or something. And there were always dance clubs for people to go out to. And so I kept real busy and finally got smart, packed up my old rusty old car, moved to Nashville. But, you know, that was so many years ago that, what is the population of Nashville now? Does anybody know?
Oh, it's huge.
2 million, 3 million. It was probably 150,000 back then when I moved to town. And, of course, I didn't really know anybody. I knew somebody that knew somebody that knew somebody. And that somebody was a good old boy from Alabama, Carmel Taylor. And he took me under his wing, and he was so kind to me. And what a character. I mean, he sure could tell stories. And then my first roommate when I moved to Nashville was Miss Cindy Sue, and she had the prettiest accent, and she was from Alabama. So I love Alabama. What can I say? Alabama's been good to me.
Well, you were so successful from 1987 to 90. You guys, the Highway 101 puts out 10 straight top 10 hits, 4 number ones. I mean, you just couldn't go wrong there. It was a great time in your career.
You know, it was wonderful. I had been in Nashville writing for the Oak Ridge Boys, and I was lucky enough to get a job as a songwriter right away. And then when I finally hired a lawyer to find me a manager, I ended up with a fellow named Chuck Morris, who was working with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And we decided, since my history was working in so many different bands, that we would put a band together. And basically, we had auditions out in Denver, Colorado. And then we had auditions again in Nashville. And that's basically how Highway 101 came about. And my mother came up with the name for Highway 101. We were sitting at a stoplight one day, and she said, "Polly, why don't you call the band Highway 101? Your dad and I used to go cruising on Highway 101 in his convertible." And so I called it into Warner Brothers, and they loved it. And that's basically how we came up with the name.
Well, I thought this when I was a young DJ, because I was a young guy working here playing your records. And I don't know if you probably maybe been asked this question before. Has anybody ever said you were kind of the country version of almost Stevie Nicks?
You know, everyone said that.
Okay.
And, you know, I wasn't that familiar with her. I mean, of course, I'd hear her music and everything, but I was always focused on my own music. And, you know, that's a compliment, though,
sure.
Because, you know, I think she's a wonderful singer, and I love their music. And people said that all the time. And of course, we had a little different sound than what was the normal fare when The Bed You Made for Me came out. It was a very strong sound and kind of a, you know, driving ahead, like it was just driving ahead. And of course, the guys were such great musicians, Curtis Cactus, Jack Daniels, and Warner Brothers, and Paul Worley, our great producer, along with Ed C. The time was right, the music was right, the people were right, and I think God blessed us with success.
I'll say this. I think it's some of the best music that was put out in that time. And it was great music, I think, all over radio, period, but in country music especially. And again, you 10 in a row in the top 10. You just couldn't go wrong. Everything was just landing and getting airplay.
It sure was. And it sure is fun to be out again working. You know, I had moved on from Highway. And basically, you know, when I moved on, I didn't really know what I would do. I didn't really have any big plans or anything like that. But it was just, I needed to move on. And then it kind of fell into my lap that I could do a project with Jimmy Bowen. And I did that and loved working with him. But then I married and had a baby and became a mother and a wife and have led a simple life. I've been living just down the road from the Dutton Ranch, if anybody watches Yellowstone. So life has been good to me, but out of the blue came this tour with Ronnie McDowell and Jeff Bates, and I have just been enjoying every minute of it. It's just been great. Great singing those old songs again.
Yeah. How many of these Highway 101 tunes do you get to do on that show?
Well, I do... Everything that I sing is a Highway 101 song. And then, of course, I join Ronnie and Jeff on some songs. I do The Bed You Made for Me, Whiskey If You Were a Woman, Somewhere Tonight, Cry, Cry, Cry. Yeah, I do the Highway songs.
What's it like being with Ronnie McDowell, a legend himself?
Well, he's a character. He's funny. He's got a lot of jokes, and he's very quick-witted, and he's very charming, and he's a very kind man, very, very sweet man. He's delightful, as well as Jeff. Jeff is such a great performer, too. It's been fun, and the evening seems to go by so fast, but it's great fun.
We're looking forward to seeing you. We appreciate you giving us some time this morning, and especially the music that you've created. It's good stuff, and we've enjoyed listening to it. We're excited to see you perform it here in Tallahassee Saturday night.
7 o'clock show. Looking forward to it myself, and I hope I get a chance to meet you in person. I don't know if you'll be there or not, but if you are, you be sure that we get a chance to visit.
We will. I plan to be there. I appreciate it, Paulette. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. All my best to you and the folks there in Radioland. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Paulette Carlson from Highway 101 performing with Ronnie McDowell and Jeff Bates Saturday night at the Mount Vernon Performing Arts Center.